B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, here it is. Bring the Heat. Hit the phone line at 610-771-9751. Leave your messages. Andrew will find the best of the best, and we display them right here on the program.
This MLB The Show is exactly that. It's a show. I don't understand how Major League Baseball is okay with some video game franchise sitting here playing with the heartstrings of a fan base, trolling fan bases on whether or not some of the biggest free agents to ever hit the sport are going to sign with some team. And I got some video game coming out, playing around with whether or not Bryce Harper is going to sign with the Phillies. This is why baseball is stupid.
Well, dude, you got to step up and
realize
it's a video game. It's not a reporter.
Oh, by the way, give that man a prize. I loved his message.
Yeah, but he's got to go beyond thinking that a video game is really going. It's going to be determined where Bryce Harper goes.
Yeah, but they got a need. But
that's like
a
bro.
No, but first of all, they stay in their lane. MLB The Show. They were trolling Phillies fans,
and it's working.
I'm behind them.
Are you?
Yeah, bleep MLB The Show.
See, like the bro's reading the tea leaves, like some intern at. NBC 10 tweeted this, and the Major League Baseball, The Show tweeted that, and he's going, Vegas, they're going to sign him Saturday.
Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas, yeah.
Over
it's
under.
Bryce Day. Happy Bryce Harper Day. Happy Harper Day. Oh, man, everybody, we got to calm down. It's not happening until at least April.
I did like his call. I thought his call was awesome.
You know what's going to happen?
Delivery was great.
I figured out when it's going to happen. Harper's not going to sign with the Phillies until after the first three games of the season. He's going to sign for the first game against the Nationals on the road, which is game number four of the season. That's when he's going to wait. He doesn't want to get involved in spring training. He's out in Vegas. It's warm out there. He doesn't need to go somewhere warm.
Yeah, but he's not going to miss all spring training.
What's he need that for? He's going to get paid $375 million. Who gives a crap?
Yeah, but you don't want to miss your new team. You're not going to do that.
Well, you got $375 million. What are you worried about?
No, you want to win, though.
He's got a line of credit out in Vegas. He's good.
No.
He's at the craps table right now on credit because he knows he's getting paid. Boris signed the credit slip.
Listen, you signed a deal for $375 million. Why would you even be on a craps table?
You already hit the lottery.
What are you trying to do?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing it for?
That's why I love when, like, these guys that are like Michael Jordan will go, I just bought $1,000 worth of Powerball tickets for $1 billion. Like, dude, you already got all the money in the world. Why would you?
That's
if you
a violation.
Win, I'm gonna beat you.
Yeah, that's a violation. He didn't really do that, did he?
No, there's rich people that do that.
Yeah, no, that's a violation.
What are you trying to collect every nickel?
Yeah, no, that's a violation. You should never do that.
And Jason, you guys are great. La salute. You know what has me heated, really heated? I'm sick and tired of the repetitive home run clips of those two miserable mugs of Machado and Harper. It's enough. I'm totally indifferent towards this whole process. You know what? Give me a legit number two starter, and then let's go after Trout later.
Yeah, see, I'm not ready to cut off my nose to spite my face.
I know. I feel your fatigue, and you should be fatigued, but I'm not at the point now. You know, I still want Harper.
Yeah, I'm not
still
saying
want him.
I'm not setting a fan-induced emotional line of, if he doesn't sign by tomorrow, I don't even want him.
Yeah.
Because when he does sign, I'm going to go, if he doesn't sign here, I'm like, geez, how do we not end up with one of these guys?
Yeah. And like Keuchel, I like, but I loved Corbin.
That's the guy you want. I remember at the time.
I love Corbin.
You see him go to the Nats, you go, oh, man. But we were hoping that Nats, him going to the Nats was kind of saying that Bryce isn't coming there.
Right. So you bop your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
They still have Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin.
Yeah.
It's all right. You bop your way. You bop your, build that lineup.
Yeah. Well, the Phillies had the
Nola
aces.
Play, no, right. 08. What did you do? 08, you bopped your way to a World Series. You had one great pitcher. So we got Nola.
Graf tweets in and goes, the only thing makes me want to watch the Super Bowl is Tony Romo. He goes, dead serious. I wouldn't even watch the Super Bowl otherwise. That's how good I think he is.
I agree.
Romo is kind of the
good answer,
debate
right?
on the hook, too.
Yeah.
Yo, man. Dude, have you seen McVay's woman?
Oh
my God, bro. Oh. I wouldn't even be able to tie my shoes, let alone put together a game plan if she was in the room. My goodness, dude. Unbelievable. I got to give it up to the guy just for this.
Yeah.
Hallelujah and amen.
Her name is Veronica Coleman.
She's a Ukrainian model.
Uh-huh. Let's hit images. Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad, Sean. You did all right.
Totally satisfied sexually. Yeah.
He better be.
Sean McVay is... Like, an NFL coach doesn't have that pull.
Yeah.
Like, that's a different type of pull.
Oh, yeah. He's playing a different game. Yeah.
You want to talk about hitting the lottery.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, she is sensational.
This is God. It's cold. So cold. You know why, Ant? Because I can.
Did you put that effect on it?
You know who I am?
No, he calls from the bathroom.
Oh, that's how he gets the reverb, the God effect.
I love that.
That's a good job by him.
I love that. Always a big fan of when God calls.
Oh, yeah, you always got to take his call. You don't put him through the voicemail. Hey, God, can you text instead?
Come on, Yahweh.
Yes! Eric from Trenton. We got a new leader in the clubhouse. It's got to be Sean Payton for climbing under the covers and going, boo-hoo-hoo, I lost the Super Bowl. Watching a... chick flick marathon all week long. Boo hoo hoo. Ain't that a shame?
See, I agree. He came up weak for me. Sean Payton, the leader of the baby crew.
You didn't do it.
Sean Payton. He's not a fan of NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt.
So that's the D-bag of the week, the leader in the clubhouse.
Who?
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton?
Yeah, remember Eric from Trent was going to do the D-bag of the week.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get enough of this.
Payton's in the lead.
I'll tell you this one picture of McVay and Veronica.
Well, you wonder why, he's got street cred among his players.
Oh, yeah, he does. He struts her in.
Right.
Listen up, boys. I'm 33, but look what I got. What do you got?
I had to put some lead in your pencil.
Oh. You know what, though? You wonder how they... You wonder if they look at him and go, dude, I'm going to take that. there's not that... It's a different... Because he's so young, right? It's a different vibe than, Andy Reid. You know what I mean?
Like, revered.
Like, who's your, father.
Yeah. This guy, he's younger than some of the guys that play for him.
I know. I mean, look at him. He's 8 years younger than Brady.
Yeah.
What? When you think about it.
That's nuts. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. He did a nice job. You got to give him credit for that.
He reminds me of Bradley Cooper.
Oh, he looks like Giroux.
He does look like Giroux. I agree.
No, good on him.
You're always looking at him. You always see Giroux.
Nah, people have always done that side-by-side doppelganger thing. Yeah. Well, good for him. Hit the rod up, or excuse me, bring the heat line tonight at 610-771-975. With two games tonight to react to. You got the boys in Boston tonight to take on the Bruins. Bruins -210 tonight. Sharp favorite. And
3 out of 4, though, for the Fly Guys.
5 straight.
No, 3 out of 4 in the games.
Oh.
3 games in 4 nights.
Oh, yeah, it's a tough spot. And then the Sixers on the road in Golden State. Golden State -9.5. If you want to make some money tonight and you believe, you go parlay money line, both squads outrights.
Wow.
The payoff there has got to be just monstrous.
Wow.
You see it?
I think
the boys run to 6 and the Sixers get it done.
Listen, I can the Sixers. I can see the Sixers winning the game. Obviously, they're, 9.5 underdog, you said? But here's the thing. The Golden State was on the road for a long East Coast swing. Come back. know, they're killing everybody.
Yep.
This could be the game where they lack the intensity. Even with the Sixers, even with TNT home, you know, for them it's still just a January game.
Yeah, I talk about that spot in sports all the time when handicapping games, that when you come off a long road trip in a different time zone,
right,
and that first game back at home, everybody makes the assumption, oh, you're back at home, you're better at home, you win at
right.
home. And that is not the case in that game. And you look at that spot and you go, that's a spot where they're vulnerable. Because what's everybody do after they come back home? You do all your laundry, and collect
the
mail.
Well, it's just becoming reacclimated, yep. Your mind's different. When you're on the road,
it's us against the world.
There is this kind of, you're focused. You're yep. much more focused.
Because everything is decided. Every minute of your day is essentially decided.
It's a road trip. Yeah. I mean, it's a work trip.
Yep. It's a business trip. You're absolutely right. 610-632-0975. Bring the heat brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Let's go to Sam in Lancaster on the phone. What's up, Sam?
How you guys doing?
What's up, hey, bud? Sam.
Hey, so I had a little question, Anthony. I heard you yesterday mention, and even today briefly, about, you know, you don't think the Sixers are really going to move Fultz at the deadline, you know, and they're in the back of it, you know, he's in the back of their mind. And you know, I also heard you mention yesterday how next year we have that window to hit of, you know, Simmons and Embiid. We can sign two max guys with them. That's the last time we have that window to hit that. The only way that's possible is if we have Fultz's contract off the books. So I'm looking at it like, you know, they almost have to move him at the deadline if they want to be able to do that. And that's way more important than anything. The thing about it is, you know, I don't know what they can do if they don't move him at the deadline. And we always say, oh, well, his value's at his lowest, his value's at his lowest. But we've been saying that for a year, and it just keeps getting lower. I don't even know what they could do if they don't move him at the deadline.
Well, you do have the window at the end of the year. So you can try at the end of the year. I just don't know who takes him.
Well, but don't you agree? We have to get rid of him, because if we don't, we aren't going to be able to hit that window.
Well, you can if you move him at the end of the year.
Okay. Are you allowed to trade at the
yes.
end of the year? I know you could trade at the draft, but what I'm saying is, you know, we keep on saying, well, his stock's the lowest, but, you know, we have been saying that for a year. It's just going to keep getting lower. So
no, I agree with you. But my only point to you, Sammy, is who takes him? So I think you're better off around the draft to move him than you are next week.
Okay, but and if they need to do that, they can. But, you know, you're also risking a chance of, you know, people are going to know that they want and
okay,
have
to move
him.
Okay, but let me ask you again. Why would anyone take him right now?
Yeah, where's the desire to bring him along when he's...
No, I agree. I agree completely. I agree. I don't think they're going to get barely anything at all.
No,
for him.
I don't think...
Then why move him?
I think he's immovable, is my point.
I'm saying move him because we want to be able to hit that window that we have.
Okay, so one more time, Sammy, real quick. So what's the difference giving him away now as opposed to giving him away at the draft to get rid of the contract?
The difference would be because we keep on saying his, you know, value is at the lowest it's been, but we've been saying that for a year, and it keeps getting lower and lower.
He has no value. Right now he has zero value.
Basically, yeah, he has zero value.
So what's the difference between zero value now and the draft?
You know, I just hope that they can do a deal, whether it's at the draft, whether it's at the deadline, or else, you know, we're going to have to release him because we're not going to let him make us miss this opportunity of signing two max guys with Ben and Joel. This is the last year we can do it.
Right. And the problem you have, Sam, too, is, like, who's the guy? So, like, my only point to you in this conversation is that you have the draft. I don't know why you would trade him next week. He's got no value. Like, he's literally got no value. Why would any NBA GM, like, you want me to take him? All right, well, you have to take something else, too.
Yeah, the only time he could be part of a deal is if he's a very small piece of a more significant deal. Like, he's a throw-in.
Well, and he's a throw-in negative. Like, in other words, you're taking him.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, like, you got to give me something to take him.
Yeah, he lessens your value of what you're getting rid of because you're taking on, what, $9.8
million?
So, like,
my only point to you is that, you know, I don't think there's any pressing need to trade him at the deadline.
And mind you, the deadline is 1 week from today.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. This NBA trade deadline has snuck up on everybody. Hopefully not Elton Brand, but it has snuck up on us. And you got to wonder if the Sixers are, you know, it's interesting, Ant, because are the Sixers going to wait and try and get lucky like they did last year in the sense that two pieces are going to shake free from teams that fit like Bellinelli and Ilyasova did last year? Or are they going to go, okay, we can probably accomplish one of those things, maybe our shooter off the bench, i.e. Bellinelli, or, but we still need a stretch four. That guy's probably not going to shake loose in our evaluation of the league, so we got to go out and make a trade for a Kevin Love.
I mean, listen, they probably have in Elton's, in that conference room in Camden, they probably have, I know they have a whiteboard filled with names.
Yeah, it looks like the serial killer, like the crime families up there with the capo.
Like the FBI.
Yeah, and they got the strings going from this guy to that guy. This guy will get bought out if this happens. And here's all
street
the derivatives.
Boss.
Yeah. You got your capos.
Hey, real quick, Jeff Passan, he used to cover baseball for Yahoo Sports. Now he's with ESPN on SportsCenter today, not too long ago. He said he expects both Harper and Machado to be in uniforms when spring training begins.
Oh, that's
so
good.
When
that's
it begins.
Big of them.
So that's soon.
All right.
Yeah, it's big of them. Thanks, guys.
I mean, I really, really appreciate that, Bryce. Glad you could make it. It's like stuck in my crawl.
I could tell.
Like, I got enough agita with this baseball.
I could tell. And listen, I don't blame you. And
yeah,
we've heard some people. It's true. Like you've been held hostage since the season ended.
Yeah, and it's the weird thing is, it's like not even me. Like, and look, guys like Jim Salisbury and Ken Rosenthal and Bob Nightingale, they're the guys who are truly being held hostage here. They're getting no offseason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
They can't turn their phone off and decompress.
It's funny because usually it was always when you did your long vacation.
Probably a month before.
You always had the holidays were good. Because you had the World Series, and you always had like usually the free agency period was then,
mm-hmm.
if you remember.
Never bled after the New Year.
No. And then you were pretty much good, for the first 6 weeks of the New Year, five weeks of the New Year.
And then you were reporting, the only thing you were doing was figuring out your living situation while you were down in Port St. Lucie, or you're down wherever in Clearwater. You just had to figure out where you were staying.
Oh, yeah,
cover the team.
Well, you'd rent. Oh, why? We used to rent a. This is back before
Airbnb.
Airbnbs, but we would rent. I would call like a local real estate.
And
I wound up renting the same house for like two years because I only did Mets 2 years.
Yeah, but that was the only thing you were worried about. Like the NHL, like free agency starts July 1st. Like Tavares signed July 1st. They had all those meetings and all that other stuff was prior. Well,
same thing with LeBron. I mean, the NBA. I mean,
it was done in a week.
Everybody knew.
Yeah, and then so you tie up all your loose ends in those couple of weeks. Yeah. But by the end of July, your roster's set, and you're just waiting for training camp to start.
Yeah.
And everybody goes away for the month of August.
That's true.
And everybody's clear. All the writers, you turn off the phones and all that stuff. Everybody decompresses to get ready for what is a very long season. But those guys haven't had that, been awarded that opportunity. Neither have the guys in the front office. Like, Klentak can't go, like, take a trip to Hawaii. What if Bryce goes, hey, man, I need you in Vegas. I need to be presented again.
I'm not worried about Klentak. Let him...
Get on the Middleton jet.
Do something, all right?
Let him go to storybook land.
Really?
Yeah, but this thing's not on him. It's weird. All right, Andrew.
No, I know. I agree.
Andrew, question number three.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The six-pack.
Six-pack.
We're going to get the other three tomorrow.
We only got two.
Yeah.
Hey, that means the show sets for tomorrow, boys.
Yeah.
We already did our homework.
That's a violation that we only got through.
But these have been good questions. There's been a lot to debate. We got a lot of people on hold, too.
All right. Think of this one during the break. Don't answer this right away. Question number three. When the time comes that Tom Brady finally retires, which could be 15 years from now, if you were to look ahead right now, which team do you believe has the best chance to have at least half the dynasty that the Patriots have had? And do the Eagles even cross your mind when being asked this question?
Oh, they gotta be. Okay. We'll answer it after the break. They gotta be a consideration, though, because they have the quarterback. So you would think you look at teams with a young quarterback.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, Midday Show, right here, exclusively on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about Parks Casino, your championship game headquarters. What a spot. Parks Casino, like this oasis coming out. When you drive up there, you go, wow, look at this. This is outrageous. Right in Bensalem in the Northeast, off of I-95, Street Road exit, the PA Turnpike. It's right there. Comes out of nowhere. And it's a lot of fun, man. There's a million things, million places in that place to go and hang and all kinds of great restaurants and bars and things to do. But it's your one-stop shop for the big game. Big giant party happening on Sunday. I'm going to be there 4:30 to hang with you guys. Just leaving, paving the way for the man, the legend, Brian Westbrook. B. West is going to be there. It's, again, your one-stop shop for everything football. Place your bets at Park's new sportsbook. Then you can head to Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the brand new Beer Garden to watch the game on three giant screens. Get there early. Free admission, food and drink specials all day long. Park's Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Street Road exit off of I-95 or the PA Turnpike. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
That'll put some lead in your pencil.
I got to get this this Sean McVay's girlfriend off the screen.
She etched into your mind.
I'm gonna leave her for Mike.
Let me ask some if something's funny, because somebody tweeted, this guy tweeted in. Stephen Muldoon at Dunsky on Twitter. He tweeted me the same joke three times. He must think it's like really funny. So we were talking about the Super Bowl and watching the Super Bowl if you're interested. So his line is, and seriously tweeted to me 32 minutes ago, 24 minutes ago, and now 9 minutes ago. So he clearly wants me to say it on the air because he thinks it's really funny. So let me ask you if it's funny.
Okay.
It says, this year's big game is like sleeping with a 3 when you slept with a 10 a week ago. You're still going to do it, but it's whatever.
Yeah, it's clever.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good analogy.
Is it worth three tweets?
He gave me three tweets on it.
No, it's...
it's decent line.
No, it's...
It's not Carlin.
It's clever. It's a clever analogy.
It wouldn't make the cut for, like, Eddie Murphy's Delirious.
No.
Or Raw.
No.
Right?
I did. I watched that Sebastian...
Maniscalco?
Yes. He's very talented.
Yeah, he
should make me laugh.
I like Tom Segura, or I'm not sure how you say his name, Segura, or
I don't know.
He's funny. Yeah, I listen to that Comedy Channel every once in a while.
Do you?
Yeah, Bill Burr's one of my favorites. He's filthy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you get offended, don't listen to this stuff because you know it's comedy. It's and oftentimes it's not politically correct, but I'm a tough one to offend. I was just talking to Tyrone. He was really offended.
From Delirious.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best. Like, Eddie Murphy was back in the day.
That leather suit he was wearing.
Yeah. The red leather Michael Jackson suit.
Yes. I was just talking to Tyrone.
I still watch him with the kids. Like, remember he kind of transformed into doing more family-friendly movies?
Sure, like The Nutty Professor.
Right, so I watched those with the kids.
Yeah, they weren't on, like, Harlem Nights.
Right.
But that's quick.
No. Now I got to cut you.
Yeah. That was great. When he gets the crap beat him out about a woman, it's fantastic. Right. And Pryor's in that too, in Harlem Nights. But I was just talking to Tyrone, and Tyrone was really taken back by what Pierre Maguire did in that game last night.
Right, right.
Goes, oh, you weren't really offended? And I said, no. I think it was just kind of laying it out. And because Pierre Maguire knows she's a professional hockey player.
Yeah, I thought he was kind of setting the scene more than saying, like, you don't know who the Penguins are.
Yeah, I mean, she obviously knows who Sidney Crosby and the Penguins are.
I thought he was just like, oh, yeah, they're on the side of the Penguins.
Yeah, over here you got this, and over here you got that. You know,
that's
you're an analyst, break it down, what's going to happen.
You know, honestly, I'm not looking to be offended right now, quite frankly.
Are you saying Ty was?
No.
I'm breaking your ass.
No, I'm not looking for a fight. Right? We right now, we're beleaguered, is the best way to put it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I feel that way.
You know what's funny? I do think it's in the air. The coach is beleaguered, too. He's got that beleaguered look. Look at him.
Oh, he's always beleaguered. He's always run down.
Even more so. He's like slumped over. Yeah,
he's got the immune system of an ant. He's ready to get sick any day now. I got the finger for that. Let's go to Dustin in Northeast is on the Fanatic. What's up, Dustin?
Yo, fellas. How are you?
What's up, Dust?
Great show, like usual. Long-time listener and caller.
Thanks, buddy.
Real quick, before my Sixers point, there's just a couple things I wanted to point out. Martinez, I was a guy that we always went back and forth with the hype videos last year. I don't know if you remember, but I always caught up with them. The one video, it's not even a hype video, it's a commercial, but the Bud Light commercial with the King calling out Philadelphia, I don't know why, but I could still watch that commercial 10, 15 times a day. I don't know why. But then your last caller is from Lancaster. Ant, did you ever hear of a place called Shady Maple out there?
No.
Shady Maple Farms?
No.
Dude, Ant, Martinez, you ever been there?
Come on. Of course.
Dude, this is right up the Cousins out. Cuz, this is a 200-foot-long buffet, dude, with all homemade meats.
It's insane.
Like, gets steak,
wow,
dude,
really?
I was actually there about 4 months ago.
Really?
Yeah, it's insane.
I went last Saturday with my girlfriend. Dude, it is unbelievable.
You can't even believe it, by the way.
Really?
And apparently, because my girlfriend's parents were trying to explain to me, saying people get bus trip. Dude, we pulled up. And there's like three or four Greyhound buses of people. Dude, it's an hour wait once you get in. But once you get seated, they don't rush you. You can take your time. It is unbelievable. Look it up, and you got to go check it out.
Yeah, I got to hear it. It's a smorgasbord.
Yeah.
Of all the Lancaster.
Yeah, it's all old country eating, you know, pies and everything. I was in there. It's unreal.
Wow.
It's crazy, cuz. But I just want to bring it up because the dude from Lancaster reminded me.
Yeah.
But with the Sixers, dude, cuz we talk about it all the time. We have what I know you believe the same way. Everybody thinks you're a big Carson Wentz guy, but I think you're a bigger Ben Simmons guy because you know the potential. He just changes.
That's not
the
true.
Game. You don't think so?
Nah, he's a bigger Wentzman than, because it's football.
Listen to me. I got two sons. I can't choose between the two. I love them both the same.
Depends on the season.
I love them both the same. I got my Anthony and my Massimo. There's no difference between Carson and Ben.
All right. Well, you got it. I've been on wait for a while, but the screener asked me, said that I think the process is complete. I'm not saying that it is completely complete because I have a different look on it. I think you have to go like Tyson Chandler's in his last season of his contract with Phoenix. I think you got to go get another dominant big man who can come in when JoJo's not in there. And they could slow the game down, take a little bit more time in each possession, and you have somebody who you can depend on to get your rebound. I don't really think necessarily you need a shooter right now because, honestly, you have Joel, Ben Simmons, and Jimmy who are your top stars. I think JJ could be a star, too. The way he shoots the ball, especially when he's fading away.
Yeah. I don't think you need. I think you're right. Listen, I think you're right, brother. I just think you need a stretch four. I like Chandler off the bench. Wilson Chandler off the bench. Do you need a backup five? Yeah, I think. See, the thing that's kind of attractive about Love is that he can actually be a stretch four and he can play five for you.
When Joe goes off the floor, he can give you some minutes at the five.
So it gives Brett welcome. Some flexibility because. You know, that's what he's trying to do right now. He's giving guys a chance to handle the ball because he needs flexibility.
Yeah, that's why he put Butler in that position the other night. Now, I don't expect to see that tonight, though.
Nah, not against Golden
State. It's a different animal tonight. Yeah. That was a depleted Laker team.
Yeah.
Now, we got to get you out there to the Shady Maple Smorgasbord. Now, they got the farmer's market there. It's a huge building. I mean, they have everything to eat. And because it's out in Lancs, it's well-priced. It's not expensive. You know, so you go out there and you get to the prime rib and everything. And get whatever you want. And it's crazy. But I could see you out there maybe with the kids, with little Aunt and Moss, and take a nice like horse and buggy ride, head down to Intercourse, PA, and visit the Kitchen Kettle Village, get some candles and stuff like that. You know, like a nice iron, cast iron skillet. So you can cook anything but eggs in it.
You know.
You ever been out to Lancaster?
No.
Never? Ever been out to Amish country?
No.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I no doubt. And I'm sure it is. And I love the fact that they, you know, how they treat food and the organic nature. So I respect all that.
They got the clotheslines. They got like the pulley system for the clothesline because they hang everything outside.
Yeah, no.
No washer and dryer.
I've seen witness.
Yeah. Kelly McGillis? You see him raise a barn?
Hello, Buck.
Harrison Ford in that, too. Yeah, that's a good movie. 610-6320. Seen witness. You're classic. Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, February 3rd. Like I told you, Sunday. Yes, it's Sunday, and you look at the game, you're going, oh, like, how are we going to suss this out? Because I hate Belichick. I don't really care about the L.A. Rams. Like, what do you care about? And you know what you do? From the comfort of your own couch, you get in on the action with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You make it a little interesting. Maybe you do the props, like the anthem, or whether you're not... whether or not the anthem goes to the over or under or the halftime show. All kinds of props. I think I saw one of these goofy props where you could moves like Jagger to start this set at halftime is 10-1. Somewhere around that. But that's the kind of stuff they have. All day long. There's commercials, whatever you want. And of course, dive deep into the game. But that is the DraftKings Sportsbook app, the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey. And look, this is your last chance to bet on football this season, so don't miss out. As a special big game bonus, the users will get their first bet matched for $500. That's right, for a limited time, DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC at sign up on DraftKings.com or on the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code FANATIC. DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements, only at DraftKings.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Totally satisfied sexually.
Stay tuned, Mikey coming up on top of the hour.
Kiss my ass.
What's that about? Oh, that was you.
I'm not allowed to hit the KMA drop anymore.
No, that's a signature.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, really? So you're banned from the...
Well, I used it on him.
Yeah, he was taking ownership of the drop and using it as his sub voice.
Jason got really heated that day. He got triggered, as they say.
Yeah, I did.
I'm on Jason's side there.
It's good of you.
And I respect it. I took it off the board.
Yep.
But yeah, it's his drop.
I tried to fight with him like crazy about it.
But it's his drop, you know.
Yeah. I know we took ownership.
Oh, my.
That's all right.
Yeah, nah, intellectual property.
I agree.
There's such a thing. 4-for-4, lost that a long time ago.
A little rispy. Right out the window. Everybody else grabbed it, but you couldn't even get a piece on one of the flying dollar bills.
No.
Everybody else got it.
Well, 4-for-4 this, 4-for-4 that. What podcast? What website?
That's good. I forgot.
Came up with 4-for-4, and like, you know, like I came up with it. And it's completely like you can't even.
You can't even guest on the 4-for-4 podcast.
Right.
Intellectual
and
property.
You can't dispute that I came up with it.
Yeah, I remember when you did. Oh my goodness.
Whatever. So I vote for Jason on the kiss my ass.
By the way, Molly tweets in and says, Molly Dalton, she goes, Jason and Andrew could not be more right about Curry. The wannabe tough guy and mouth guard nonsense bothers her to no end.
Really?
Yeah, she goes, hashtag admitted Curry hater.
Oh, I'm not on your side. No. I don't care about the mouth guard.
No, it's just me, Molly.
You and Molly.
Yeah, I think he
Molly's
just annoys
a nice
me.
Name.
It is
a
nice
Molly name. Nice, nice name.
But that,
hello, Molly. But it's a nice name.
Well, place in the Reading Terminal, right?
Right. Molly Maguire's, that's right.
Yeah, we were just there not too long on Black Friday.
But Molly's a nice name.
But I am a Curry hater. It's easy to hate guys that have a tremendous amount of success. And he has. I mean, and he's sensational. Like, I recognize he's a great player. Probably the best shooter, pure shooter in NBA history.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no malice.
And I do like
toward Steph.
I like watching his ability and everything, but there's something about him that just rubs me where I'm like, oh, God, I can't stand this guy. Like, he makes you clench your jaw. Like,
really?
Yeah.
He elicits that response from
you. Yeah, KD elicits it a lot less than he does. Because I watch KD, I'm just like, oh, my God, this guy's ridiculous. To be, you know, to have that length and be that good. And,
yeah, I don't hate that team. For as good as they are and as dominant as they've been, I really don't hate them.
Who's the most hated NBA team besides like a Lakers or Celtics?
Mm-hmm. Who do I hate besides
the Celtics? Did you hate the Bad Boys? The Detroit squads?
I like the Bad Boys.
You love the Bulls?
Well, I didn't like Lambeer, but...
Yeah, well, you hated...
I hated Lambeer, but I liked Mahorn.
But you hated the Knicks with Starks and Oakley and...
Except...
Ewing.
I kind of liked Oakley a lot.
Oh, really?
He and I were... I was friendly with him.
Oh, okay.
Because I was around there at the time. So
yeah.
I kind of...
You were in the New York
he was a great dude.
All right. Mikey Miss is coming up next, and our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right. We're back tomorrow on a Super Football Friday. That's what it is tomorrow.
Super Football Friday.
Yes. Eagles not in it, but we'll still celebrate.
It's not super.
Try to. Yeah, it's super lame. Mikey Miss next on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.